Golden State Warriors. Welcome to another episode of the Brett Frost Podcast, the number one Golden State Warriors podcast in the Bay Area. I'm with my boy, Brandon J. Stovall, two of the best words in sports. Game 7 tonight in Houston. Cleveland took care of the Celtics last night, winning Game 7 in Boston. LeBron advancing to another finals. Celtics choking, Stovall. Cannot make a three. Terry Rozier, what, 0 for 10 from 3. Marcus Smart, 1 for 10 from the field. Did not show up. They scored 79 points in a Game 7. So LeBron gets the job done, advancing to the finals. Rockets versus Warriors tonight. Winner takes on the Cavs. What do the Dubs need to do, Stovall, to take care of business in Game 7 and advance to a fourth straight finals?
They need to play the way that they always play, not these past couple of games like that, not like that, which is isolation ball. They need to pass the ball. They need to get the ball rolling. They need to push ahead, fast breaks, and execute.
And execute, man. Run the offense through Steph. Quit it with the ISOs, Kevin Durant, unless the shot clock's winding down.
Yeah.
Quit it. Let Curry bring it up. Pass and move. Pass and cut. Set screens. Klay Thompson, Stovall, 35 points in Game 6 without shooting a single free throw and then locking down Harden.
Yeah, he was born for this.
Oh, man. He's born for it, baby. He's born for it. We're ready. I like our chances. Chris Paul injured with the hamstring. How does that change things for the Houston Rockets, Stovall?
Well, they're just going to have to rely on somebody else. The past games, Chris Paul has been the fourth quarter go-to guy when it's been close. And what has he done? He's proved himself. He's hit these ridiculous shots at the buzzer, like buzzer beater, ridiculous fadeaway threes. So they're just going to need somebody else to count on.
I think you could see his absence last game with the turnovers, the sloppiness, the getting out of control. I mean, he's the leader. He's the guy, you know, calms it down. That veteran leadership gets in Harden's ear. They're going to be missing him tonight. So while he's questionable, he's a game time decision. I don't think he plays. Yeah. Hurt hamstring. I don't think he plays. Let's go look on the Golden State Warriors side. So while Looney, questionable with a toe. Iguodala probably out again with a sore knee.
I think he was ruled out.
What do you see Steve Kerr doing then with the lineups? I mean, does Looney play? I think Looney ends up playing.
Yeah, I think Looney will end up playing. However, I see Jordan Bell being very efficient on both the offensive and the defensive side. He's battling in there on the offensive glass.
So he's playing his butt off.
He is
sprinting.
Yeah.
He is sprinting. Did you see? All right. Did you see the tip slam he had?
Oh, ugly. That was nasty.
That's just sheer effort and will right there, Stovall. Yeah. That's championship effort.
Yep.
You want to win a chip? You got to put it all out on the line. I love Jordan Bell. How about Swaggy P finally playing some defense, man?
He's a hit or miss guy. He's either out there playing extremely well. He'll play well on defense, and then he'll hit a couple shots and make smart passes like that no-look pass to, I think, who is that, Livingston under the hoop?
Livingston.
A no-look dimer. I just hope that's the Swaggy P that shows up.
I hope that's the Swaggy P we see tonight. We'll see. But Stovall, this is Game 7. Stars must be stars. This is a legacy game for Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. You want to go down as two of the best players ever? You must show up in Game 7, Stovall. And on the road, no Chris Paul, the Warriors have to get it done, Stovall. We have to get it done.
Yep. I'd say that you always hate having players, especially like a Chris Paul caliber guy, injured. Mm-hmm. Especially in these type of games. But I mean, you know, we haven't had Iggy for the past going on four games now. So, I mean, I'm not going to say Iguodala is the equivalent to Chris Paul.
Yeah.
But, you know, there is some sort of balance in power here. The only thing I'm worried about is the home court advantage and the friendly call.
And the friendly call. Like if Harden shoots a ridiculous amount of free throws or something.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of that Harden's going to get to the line like 20 freaking times.
All right. Let's talk the three ball. So last night, Boston and Cleveland could not buy a three. You just watching that game, you could feel the pressure. You could feel you know, the anxiousness in the arena. Do we see the same thing tonight with the Warriors and Rockets? Do they also not shoot the ball as well? Or are they going to shoot it a lot better?
The Warriors have been here before. I just think the Celtics just got, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was just cold feet. They're all brand new players, you know. True. They're babies out there. They haven't been in the spotlight like this. They haven't had this kind of pressure on them. Whereas the Warriors, this isn't their first rodeo.
No. No.
So I expect them to hit their shots when they need to.
I'm gonna be interested to see how Harden plays tonight. I mean, as far as the Warriors go, we gotta keep him out of the paint.
Yeah.
As long as we keep Harden out of the paint, he's shooting 26% from the three-point line this series, which is awful. Mm-hmm. Keep him out of the paint. Force him to take step-back threes. Steph, keep forcing, you know, keep contesting when you switch on to Harden. Keep contesting. Keep playing tough. Klay Thompson's locked in, dude. He got off in game six.
He did.
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. Three stars against one, Stovall, on the offensive end. Three stars versus one star. I like our chances. Also, Harden hasn't – I don't think he's played well in closeout games.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens tonight, man. I'm fired up. I'm excited. Is there anything else you want to add, Stovall, that we missed? Anything else worth noting?
Honestly, I'm just interested to see if Harden comes out as a facilitator or more of a kind of guy who's just going to take control and just hold the ball in his hands the entire game. Because when he passes the ball – there's no doubt that they're going to get points. They're going to get their
They're going to get open threes. Yeah.
They're going to get their open
They're
going to
get open looks. Also, as what I saw in last night's Game 7, which we'll see if it happens in tonight's Game 7, you could kind of see the panic happen on the offensive end where it was like, okay, we're kind of panicking. LeBron, go ISO. Okay, we're kind of panicking. Rozier, Tatum, like just go ISO. Does that happen tonight? Are the Warriors going to panic and – Durant go too much ISO or the Rockets going to panic and go Harden too much ISO? I see that happening personally. Right. I could see the Rockets panicking too much and Harden going too much ISO. I think the Warriors understand we can't go with KD too. We can't ISO KD too much.
Right.
So I think that's more likely to happen to the Rockets. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, Rockets, they haven't been in the big spotlight yet. Like the Warriors. You know, they know the pressure. They know how to handle it. The Rockets, they're kind of just, it's kind of just a mystery how the game, honestly, I don't really know how the game is going to end. I just have that feeling tonight that the Dubs are going to get the W.
What's the score prediction tonight, so?
Being that it's in Houston, I'm going to probably say 110 to maybe 100. So
you're going high scoring tonight.
Going a 10-point win. Dubs get the win.
I'm gonna go 100-93, 7-point win tonight for the Dubs. They advance to the finals to play the Cleveland Cavaliers. Dub Nation, calm down. How'd you sleep last night, Stovall?
Well, I slept pretty well.
I slept pretty well too, man. I got a full 8 hours. I'm surprised I slept as well as I did, man. I think we're gonna get it done tonight. Take a deep breath, guys. Settle down. Play Warriors basketball. Move it. Lock up defensively. You can't get off to a slow start like we did in the first quarter last game.
So no.
Down to 17. You can't do that. We got to be locked in from the jump. Come on, Dubs. Comes down to tonight. One win away from the fourth straight finals. Let's go, Dubs. Let's go. This is the number one Golden State Warriors podcast. Follow me on Instagram at frost.brett. Subscribe. Share. Help us grow. Lock in, Dub Nation. Lock in.